Don't be angry. The next broadcast is presented and underwritten by Save Your Souls. This weekly broadcast is hosted by Gayla Guitry. She and her husband Jerry are co-founders of Save Your Souls. Their ministry is based in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
We welcome you today to Save Your Souls. Thank you for tuning in. Today, it is my privilege and honor to have an awesome guest on this program. Today is my mentor and my dad, Johnny Campbell. He's a world-known evangelist. He is here with my mom, and they're from Shelbyville, Tennessee. And it is my honor and my great privilege to introduce you today to Johnny Campbell, the born-again devil fighter. Go ahead, Dad.
God bless you. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your time with us. We do appreciate it. And I just want to say that I'm a blessed man to be able to be here with one of my children here at the broadcast. It's been through much prayer, and we're so proud of her getting the word out, getting born again, and leading other people to Christ. What a blessing and what an honor for a dad to be able to say something like this. And I want to welcome you to this broadcast. Now, if you have a computer, the internet website that I have is Johnny the Baptist Ministries. Johnny the Baptist is just johnnythebaptist.org, com, or net. Either one of them you can go to. And I wish that you go there sometime and listen to our sermons. We got some of the greatest old-time songs on there. Old-time camp meeting. That's what I'm an old-time Baptist camp meeting preacher. Folks Amen. Ask me all the time, what I'd be if I wouldn't be a Baptist. I say I'd be ashamed. Amen. That's exactly what I'd be. Whether you're on the sound of my voice, whether you're saved or whether you're unsaved. When King David lost his boy, when he lost his boy Ahab, here's what he said. I would to God that I had. You see, under the sound of my voice, whether you're saved or lost, there's two things you're going to say. You're going to say what King David said, I would to God I had, or I'm so glad that I did. Two things we're going to say, and I am so glad that I did make this trip, come down here to be with my daughter Amen. And to see her Thank living Lord. For the Lord and hear her Thank testimony Lord. And to see the things that they're doing for Christ. So I'm so glad that I did. But at the death of your mother, your daddy, your brother, your sister, there's two things you're going to say. I would to God I had, or I'm so glad that I did.
Amen.
You got a word you'd like to say, Gayla? I'm ready to preach.
I just agree with my dad. I believe that as a child, I asked Jesus into my heart, and I was misled. I just thought I could go out and act like a devil. I could disrespect my parents. I did not honor my parents in any of the things I did. I was completely carnal. I did drugs. I smoked. You've all heard my testimony. I was a child of the devil. But then God, in all his infinite mercy and grace, when he saved me, yes. then my spirit, like I said at the beginning, it wasn't an overnight instantaneous thing. There were layers and sure. layers of sure. gunk and murk right. that yes. Jesus, through his That's grace right. and mercy, yes. by the blood of Jesus,
sure.
and by my dad, faithfully, never giving up and praying for me, in the end, the Lord always wins. We might think that, oh, we're out in the world and I'm never going to turn. Those seeds that my dad were planting in the ministry, yes. he was faithful to the Lord, and those seeds did fall yes. on fertile ground. And look, today, yes. my dad and I, after 40 years, are sitting right. doing this broadcast together.
Sure.
So
yes.
today, at the sound Amen. Of my voice, if you sure. are a rebellious child
yes.
and you are lost, or if you ask Jesus into your heart, all I ask
sure.
you today is just examine yourself.
Yes.
See what fruits you have.
Yes.
Are you obedient? Do you read your Bible? Just read your Bible. There's a difference between reading your Bible, like I said,
yes.
and obeying the Word of God.
That's right.
You need to obey what the Bible says, because
sure.
if you obey the
yes.
Word of God, then you have
Yes.
fruit. If
sure.
you're not obeying and living what the Word of God says, then
That's
you
right.
have no fruit.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, me being a parent, and have a house full of young'uns, there's a verse of Scripture, you folks that's got children. And that verse of Scripture is, tribulation worketh patience. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because you better have a lot of patience if you plan on raising children. But it seemed like in this day and time that folks a long time ago used to believe in correcting their children. Nowadays, they don't
That's
do
right.
that.
That's right.
Talk about drive-by shootings. We don't need no drive-by shootings. We do need some drive-by whippings
That's
nowadays.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then whatever you do, you need to spank them and then say you have the right to remain unconscious. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, we need to go back to those days. where we put the board to the seat of learning. Amen. And I still believe that, but I know in this day and time we don't. But I want to ask you a question, and I want you to listen to what I'm fixing to ask you. Does Jesus live at your house? Does he live at your house? When I was a kid, they used to have a song. In fact, I use it a lot on PowerPoint. I got an old song by Red Sovine, and the song goes like this. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you would do. Oh, you'd give him the nicest room and such an honored guest, and all the food, you'd serve him your very best.
Yeah.
And you would keep assuring him that you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched to welcome him, this heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes? Would you let him in? Or would you have to hide some magazines? Yeah. Would you have to put the right kind of Bible out? Yeah. Would you have to turn the radio off and get rid of some of your music? Would you have to tell some of your friends to leave? Or would you have to watch and be sure that you wouldn't utter a nasty word for this honored
Amen.
Guest to be able to come there?
Amen.
So my text that I'd like to use here today is in Mark's Gospel chapter 2. Is it ready for me to start?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Is it in Mark's Gospel chapter number 2? It's where Jesus went to a house. And the Bible says in Mark's Gospel chapter 2, and again he entered into Capernaum, and after some days it was noise that he was in the house. In other words, it's saying here that once Jesus gets in the house, it'll be noised abroad that everybody will know that Jesus Christ lives in that house.
Amen.
I'll never forget, Gayla was about 6 years old when I became a Christian, and I'll never forget, we lived right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And we had a garage apartment, and we lived on the top, and there was a man lived in the basement. And this man was a bootlegger. This man run moonshine whiskey. And in fact, we lived in the upstairs apartment there, and you could actually smell the homebrew coming up through the ceiling there. But can I tell you something? From the night that we got saved and we started having cottage prayer meetings, we'd have people come over and bring guitars, and we'd preach and pray and sing and get down at night and have family altars, something like that. That man didn't live there 30 days. That man had to pack up and move out.
Right.
And that man said, listen, he said, it's so noisy up there. I don't know what's going on. And you cannot tell me that Jesus Christ lives in your house.
Amen.
And none of your neighbors don't know it. Nobody. Could you tell me today that George Bush would come visit your house today? And with all of the CIA and the FBI and all the lights are burning and things like this, and they would be going, and then they'd say, well, I didn't know Jesus was over there. How much time I got?
A minute,
Lord have mercy. A minute.
My dad, when he starts preaching.
But anyway, does Jesus live? There's one thing, that there's a plaque that in everybody's house you need to get rid of. It says, Jesus is our guest. You need to throw that thing in the yard. He's not supposed to be your guest. He is supposed to be a resident. He's supposed to reside there and live there at your house. I'll never forget, I got a good friend of mine that was a wild, mean, ungodly guy. And him and his wife had all kind of problems, and she had a child out of wedlock. She had a child who got to mess around one of his friends and had a child. And even though the man didn't leave the house, but he hated that boy because that boy was not his.
Amen.
He said, when that boy was born, when he was little in a crib, he said, I used to slap him. He said, and when he got about 4 or 5 years old, I put his head in the commode and tried to drown that boy. He said, I hated that boy so bad because about what my wife did. But he said, one night, God reached down in an old camp meeting that saved me, and I got born again. He said that boy at this time was about 6 years old, and he said he was so scared of me. He said that every time that I'd even look at him, because remember me slapping him and twirling him around my head and hitting him in the face and putting his head in the commode, he said that every time that I would see him, he said the boy would cry and even wet his pants. But he said when I got saved there that night, he said God put such a hunger in my life. He said in 30 days I read that Bible through 2 times.
Hallelujah.
In 30 days, he said, I love that Bible. He said, one night I was sitting on the couch, and the boy was sitting across from me. And he said, the boy kept looking at me, and he said, I could tell that he wanted to come near me, but he was scared. And he said, Daddy, can I come over there? And next to you, and he said, the boy, come over. And the boy comes sit down beside me. He said, the boy, come sit down beside me. And he said, the boy looked me in the face. He said, he got right up under my arm, and he got to look at me in the face. He said, Daddy, he said, you love that old book, don't you? He said, yes, son, I love this book more than anything in this world. He said, Daddy, He said, I sure like it since Jesus come to live in our house. Does he live at your house? Do you have a consciousness? We go to church, we leave the church, and they say, well, God wasn't there tonight. But I've been preaching for 40 years, and I've never heard nobody say, well, God's not at our house. We need to get a consciousness that he lives in our house. It would change our life, our talk, our walk, and everything about our house. Let me ask you something today. Are you saved? Are you born again? Do you just, you see, I had a house, but I didn't have a home. You don't have a home until Christ comes and be's Lord of that house. And once he moves in, it completely changes everything. And my friend, on the side of my voice, are you born again? Have you trusted Christ? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt today? I'm not asking if you're a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecost. I'm not asking if you've been baptized, took the Lord's Supper. I'm not asking you that. But do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt today that if you die today, that you go be with the Lord? I'd like to ask you that. So if you're not, here's what you do. Well, you might be driving down the road, 18-wheeler down the road. You might be a mom at home or a daddy on your job or in your truck. I don't know where you may be. But somewhere, pull off on the side of the road and say, God, save me a sinner. And I can promise you on the authority of God's Word. And go to John the Baptist Ministry and write me an email. Let me know that you heard this. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Save Your Souls broadcast with Gaylord Guitry. For more information about this ministry or to share your prayer request, call Save Your Souls in Lake Charles by dialing 337-217-9092. That's 217-9092. Or send your email to guidrys@camtel.net.